Hallelujah. Donnie, you want to come on up here? How many of you are coming after Jesus this afternoon? Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
While you're standing, how many of you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are blood-bought and filled with the Holy Ghost? Those of you with your hands raised, why don't you take a little trip around the tent, find two or three people and tell them you are anointed. You are anointed. Okay, all you anointed people, let's find out about that anointing today. I know I've reached that point in the tent meeting where I have let it all go when my hair's got that John the Baptist anointing and I've got dead gnats in my iPad. We know we're there, right? But we're still anointed. Crazy hair and all, right? I want you to open your Bibles, if you will, to Isaiah 54. I'm going to try to stay within the hour timeline. I'm all about purpose. Oh, perfect. Thank you. I'm all about purpose. Anything that we get from God, it's not just for our benefit. We're probably establishing that. But it's for what he wants to do on the earth. And oftentimes, I find that when we're getting ready to bust through to a new level, as we hear so often, we could put it in other terms, take new territory, you know, walk through some new doors, however you want to say it in your life, walk out of an old situation, and actually walk into what you understand to be the call on your life. Oftentimes, the time right before that transition takes place is a very dark, dry, withered, barren place. And sometimes that barrenness and that dryness has to do with our own failure. Maybe we haven't heard God right, or we heard him and we didn't obey him, or we're in some type of sin that we haven't dealt with. There's all kinds of reasons. Or maybe it's just nothing of our own doing, but we're just in a dry place. You know, we can be godly people and go through different seasons throughout the year. We can go through rainy seasons and dry seasons. It has nothing to do with our spirituality, but just the season. Amen? But in Isaiah 54, the prophet of God was actually speaking to a people that would one day be banished from their homeland. A people who had disobeyed God horribly. They had fallen into idolatry. And he's actually prophesying all of it to come. But then he prophesies a restoration time. And I'm so thankful to God that he always brings redemption. You know, God will bring correction. He'll bring adjustment in our life. But he always brings redemption. I want you to say that out loud. He always brings redemption. So no matter how dry it is, no matter how broken it is, we know we serve a God that knows how to fix it and water it and make it grow again. I want to look at the first three verses there. Sing, O barren, you who have not borne. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. For more, somebody say more. More are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall, somebody say shall, you shall expand to the right and to the left. And your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. This is a prophetic word, as I said, to a people who had disappointed God. And yet God was predicting a time when he would have enough of their banishment and punishment, and he was going to restore them to their calling and what they were supposed to be on the earth. Now, he uses that picture of barrenness because barrenness to a Jewish woman was a curse. The Jewish woman understood that she was to populate her husband's bloodline and that the inheritance of the family would come through her fruitful womb. And so for a woman to be barren was as though God cursed her from her responsibility and her purpose from being a wife and a mother. But there was more to it than that. It was like a double curse because every Hebrew woman understood that when they brought forth a child, they were actually helping to populate the kingdom of heaven on earth. And so it wasn't just as though her womb was cursed, but that her purpose in the kingdom was cursed. And that she was unfruitful for God and for his kingdom. And I believe that the enemy has done his best to get God's people into that position again. He makes us feel as though we've been taken captive, that we're living in a place that we never wanted to be. He has tried to steal our song. He has tried to strip us from any hope that we could be used to bring forth children into the kingdom. And he has made us feel like we have no control over our situation. But to that barren person, to that one who feels cursed, to that one who feels like it's hopeless, God says, start singing. Now that's the complete opposite of what we want to do in the flesh when we're in that situation. We don't want to sing. But singing is that prophetic act that God is saying, that's what I want you to start doing so that you can prepare for what I'm going to do in your life. Because, and this is the point that I want you to hear. He's saying, what I'm about to do is not going to be born out of your dead flesh. Because your dead flesh has not produced anything up until this point. But what I'm about to do, hallelujah, it's going to be a work of my Holy Spirit. It's going to be a supernatural thing. And the only thing I'm asking you to do is open up your mouth and let me fill it with song and begin to make plans for growth because this thing is about to happen, hallelujah. It's going to happen not by your might, not by your power, but by my Spirit. For I'm the Lord of hosts and I've spoken it. Hallelujah. So what God's going to do, we better be ready for it. We need to understand this supernatural anointing that's going to bring end time harvest. And it's not about a tent. And it's not about a movement. It's about what God wants to accomplish in the earth. Because this world needs a Savior. And if they don't find their Savior, they're going to meet their judge very soon. So we want to get the Savior to them. Hallelujah. Let's talk about that anointing. Turn, if you would, to Luke 4. 18 to 19. And today I just want to talk about the threefold anointing that is on our life to see harvest come, productivity. How many of you want to be fruitful for the kingdom? So this is something you want to absorb. This is how we begin to pray, Lord, this is the anointing I want to walk in. Luke chapter 4, 18 and 19 was Jesus' ordination day, and he chose to have it in his hometown. And he chose to have it in the temple, and you would think that he was going to be in a place that would reject him twice, because he wasn't